we all know somebody that's either, particularly as a kid, you know, when you're 8, 9, 10, 11, you've got there's no kind of cynicism. You're not jaded at that age, but you want to fit in, you know. And so we all tell a little white lie. We've all, either you've done it, your friends have done it, or your family have done it. Yep. My white lie was, I used to say that my mother was Shirley Bassey.
Great.
And it was quite easy for me to do because my mum had vinyl records of said Shirley Bassey that I'd signed with my left hand. See, clever. And I took that to school and showed my friends as proof that my mother was indeed Shirley Bassey.
Was there not an incident, though, when she had to turn up?
There was an incident because the kids, you know, my friends, they weren't that enamoured by it. The teachers were the ones who were like, really? Oh, well, this is very exciting. We've got a celebrity in our midst. And the teacher was very nice. They were sucking up to me, if you like. And then they went, do you reckon you can get your mum to open the school fete? And that presented a problem. So I had to think on my feet and literally say to my mum, my real mum, that they want you to come and open the school fete, but you have to wear a massive hat. And a lovely wig and a feather boa. And my mum just thought it was like National Mum's Day or something, and she was being chosen to represent. And then they asked her if she could sing the theme tune of James Bond.
What did she do?
She went, okay. And what came out of her mouth was nothing like Shirley Bassey.
Oh, brilliant. Was she quite relaxed about the whole thing?
She didn't really know. She was like, what? Because I didn't tell her. You know, I couldn't get her involved in the lie. Brilliant. I'd be exposed.
Fantastic. Great reactions all round. But then, you know, I can imagine your mum being pretty laid back. You know, she's got eight or nine kids she was sort of sorting out.
She's got a tribe. That's what we're saying. She's got a football team. There's a lot of us kids. And, I take my hat off to my parents, really, because when I was growing up, obviously, when you're a kid, you want attention. You want to be the only one. I didn't really take into account that they had all these mouths to feed and themselves. All I was thinking of was, why are you so selfish? You know, why I've got so many kids? It's not fair. It's not fair. I seem to remember, right? And people think maybe I'm being a bit harsh, but you have to realise my pain. Sitting around the dinner table, right? All of us kids. My mum leans to my brother, points to me and says, who is that again? I can't remember his name. It's not a very good sign.
No. If there was one image to sum up, like a snapshot of your childhood, what would come straight to your mind?
What would come straight to my mind? I would reckon it would be my mum in a miniskirt, black boots up to her knees, and a very big hairdo and 70s glasses in the kitchen baking bread.
Brilliant. Got that straight away. Very good indeed. So